Greetings. This is Rick Rodriguez. The program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. This is Sunday, the 6th of July, 2025. I have been off the air for almost 4 months. This has given me time to build the website and all of the curves, twists, and turns. But it has given me the time to sit and consider. I've been very busy for the last almost 5 years on radio, pretty much daily, Monday through Friday. Usually a two-hour program, then on Sunday a three-hour program. I haven't had time to stop and maybe just look and view, maybe stand back and decide a direction that would be best for my audience and for the plans that I have with radio ministry in the near future. I am, if God wills, I believe it is God's will that I return to radio, but I'm thinking it's going to be shortwave radio, God willing, out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll update you as the days and the weeks go on, the programs. In the last three, almost 4 months, the changes that have taken place, Pope Francis dying, Klaus Schwab no longer involved in the World Economic Forum. Diddy, P. Diddy. Donald Trump moving forward with the Doge. So many things with Trump. There's been the bombing of the nuclear sites in Iran. Israel continues to gain momentum in the war in Gaza along the Mediterranean. In the north, Lebanon has quieted down. Syria has quieted down. So many things have happened. There are many programs that I may have had to present from a biblical point of view what these events and what is happening. The latest is the July 4th signing of the Big Beautiful Bill by Donald Trump. This Big Beautiful Bill, though this is a ministry program, I need to tell the Christian people that in this bill, there are many things that many conservative Christians, Trump supporters, are unhappy with. God is God. We are to pray for those that are in the kings, the presidents. That is our duty. God, at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, and in the middle of the day, He decides what is best for this country, for the Christian people in this country. The plans to bring punishment on the evildoers in the country. But the chastisements of God begin first with His own children, His unruly Christian people in the United States of America. The Christian people in the evangelical churches that are lukewarm, they are cold to God. They are casual toward Christ, when they should be hot, they are playing games. But with this big, beautiful bill, in the bill, there is a reprieve in our taxes and the tax structure. And I believe this is for the Christian people, so that during the coming tribulation, they won't have to hassle with the IRS. They will have tax breaks that they're going to desperately need. The tribulation is not far off. We are in presently the beginning verses in Matthew chapter 24 up to about verse 9. We are in the time of sorrows and birth pains. The birth pains began to escalate with Joe Biden or the fake presidency of Biden in 2020. And to the present, till Donald Trump is once again back in the White House. The birth pains are continuing to intensify. If you cannot see, if the Christian people cannot see the signs that Christ stated that we are to look for at the present time in the decade before he returns. We're at the 8-year mark. I had believed, I was of the opinion that 2032 would be the year in the fall that Christ would return. And I have been with many friends. It's been 50-50. Is it going to be 2032 or 2033? I felt 32 would be, that would be the crunch, that would be the year in which Christ would return. But 7 years prior to that return, there has to be one great war that is presented in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the Great Russian War, the Gog-Magog War. I do not see and cannot believe that Russia, Turkey, Persia, or Iran, other players north in that region, Ethiopia, Libya, and put in the south, I don't believe they have the ability presently, or they are not ready, they are not stockpiled to bring the great resources that they are to bring into the area that we call Jordan, east of the Jordan River. This is going to take a year. So, I am now 100% sure that the Gog-Magog War will take place in the late summer of 2026. The signs are clear. There is racial war in the United States of America, Luke 21, and even Matthew 24, talk about ethnos against ethnos, race against race. It has been race against Hispanic, Black, and with the Caucasian. Now it's going to be with those out of the Middle East that are Arab, and a new war within this country, ethnic war, that you will see begin to materialize. China, the Chinese people in this country, not only the Hispanics coming through the southern border, but the Asians coming through the northern border of America, the nations of the world, Donald Trump is attempting to halt the breach, the hemorrhage of our borders, and he's doing a fairly good job of it. And it's going to get, he's going to do as much as he can, but eventually he will lose that battle. He will lose the war. It's a shame that I listen to Christian ministers and they're basically stating that everything is going to eventually here in the near future, things will get better. We're going through a rough period. but things will get better in the very near future, especially with Donald Trump being back in office. Well, I do not agree. I disagree. Christ said that in the time of birth pains and sorrows, there would be earthquakes, volcanoes, the sea would begin to roar, not like it will roar in the time of wrath, which is about 8 years out. This wouldn't be just in the United States of America. This would be international. This would be global. The scriptures were not directed, not all scriptures were directed at the United States of America. There are many that are directed specifically to this nation. But in general, the nations of the world, the great indicators, one would be on the natural plane, wars. Russia must prepare for war next year. Iran, nations probably like Azerbaijan, maybe areas around the Black Sea, and down in North Africa. These wars are going to continue to escalate. There are many wars escalating in Africa. Right now, China is pressing Vietnam and India and Nepal and threatening to invade Taiwan. North Korea is a little nervous. Xi Jinping most likely will be the individual that will continue to try to draw the Asian sisters into a collective group of nations unified to eventually, in about 8 years in that vicinity, move a massive army west. We cannot stop it. Christian people are not aware of it, not concerned. And what I mean by that is, to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, all of them, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, Thyatira, number three or four, there, these churches, apart from the evangelical churches of the United States, the six other brothers, I call them a family. They are a family. If they're born again, they are a family. True believers. Of the seven churches, there's one brother that is to basically has the horn or the trumpet or the shofar in its hand, in its care. That is the evangelical churches. We evangelicals, charismatic, fundamentalist, Pentecostal, and messianic, the shofar, or this ordained plan of God to warn the nations of Christ's coming and the judgments that are coming, it is the responsibility of the little brother, the church in Laodicea. We're the youngest. We are the most gifted. We are the assembly that has had access to the very best that the cosmos has and still offers. We evangelicals live in the land of the greatest empire ever in the history of the world, economically mainly, religious power, military absolutely, and now in the last 100 years, we can add technology to that. We can add the rule or controlling information. You look at the propaganda networks in this nation, in Europe, all of Europe. You look at the propaganda networks in the Middle East. We evangelicals are the ones who have been given and ordained. We have a commission to warn the world of Christ's return. God has given us, of all of the other brothers, He has given us the one vital way in which to present to the other churches and to the people of the world the reality of who Christ is, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Godhead, their plan for this time. It would be like the visit that Abraham had one day while he was in his tent, and three men at a distance, and he got up, went out to meet them, the Godhead. These three individuals were Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He was sitting, he arose, went out to meet them. We evangelicals, the Godhead is revealing Himself to the churches in America, but the older churches, the other churches, the Greek churches, the Lutheran churches, Catholicism, and to a great degree, just the religious world is blind and cannot see the Godhead bringing to pass all the prophecies as He is coming to greet us. And the Godhead is coming to speak to evangelical Christianity. And He's speaking to us through prophecy. This is the way that He speaks at the end of the world, or the end of a dispensation, or the end of the world, meaning the cosmos. This is how He speaks at the end, when Satan's rule and dominion and domain, or his dominion, comes to an end. He speaks specifically through prophecy. And the churches, excluding the evangelical churches, and I even say that, well, all of the mainstream churches are not paying attention. They don't believe in Bible prophecy. They don't study it. In the evangelical church, most of the, not all, but the fundamental churches don't pay much attention to prophecy. Charismatics, to a greater degree, Pentecostals, for the most part, they are very aware of the prophecies of the time in which we live. The messianic churches, for the most part, they also are aware of the time in which they're aware through the feast days that Christ's final Tabernacles is coming very soon. I say within, now I believe 2033. So I believe that probably in the fall 2033, after when fall begins, then there will be the wrap up of the War of Armageddon, the gathering of the goats and the sheep. So I'm attempting to keep all these pieces that are in the air to bring them and set them. and give you a clear grasp, an understanding. The evangelical churches, we are the little, we are the young, we're the young church. We are a prominent church. We're a wealthy church, an educated church for the most part. The constitution that we have in this country, yes, it is in general for everyone in the land. But specifically, the freedom to worship was one of the main articles that we have a right to freedom of religion. The nations of the world don't have that. This is why all of the other six brothers have boarded ships and planes to come to America. Because here they have the best that the evangelical believers have. They don't have this in Italy, in Germany, in Europe, in England. They don't have this in this type of freedom in Africa, where there's the Christians are being literally slaughtered. These are the true martyrs of God. These are the martyrs. These Islamists that say that they are martyrs for Allah. No. These are murderers. These people they're an army, they're a political system, and then they cloak what they do behind religion. This is just the truth. These people that are being slaughtered, they want to come to this country because they want what the Constitution states, freedom of religion, and then we get peace. The scriptures in the New Testament, the Old Testament, in the teachings of Paul, Christ, Peter, basically all the apostles, state that the world in the decade before Christ comes will be a world that is in chaos, violence, there is murder. There are so many things I can't even think of all of them. It makes my head spin. But one thing Christ said, that Christians will begin, there will be a small group of Christians. I mean a little group. I use the term a residue. I go back to this. You can use the shampoo, ladies. And when you're done shampooing your hair and rinsing, you let your hair dry. There's a fragrance still in your hair. That's a residue. There will be a residue of godly people. And I'm going to speak only of the United States. For the most part, the evangelical churches will be lukewarm. But there will be this residue that has the fragrance of Christ. Very few. It has always been the principle in the Bible. Elijah goes up against the prophets of Jezebel. One against what? 400? Or 850, but the initial group is all Elijah kills them. This will be in the days to come. The people that I'm speaking of, they have this quality. Christian people. If you don't have this quality, then your answers or your prayers are going to go unanswered. God will be merciful, if you're unrighteous. The prophets of Israel and every Christian, every born-again Christian, has an ability intuitively, or some people like to hammer the word prophetically. Intuitively, you have the ability to sense the moving of the Holy Spirit within. Every Christian that is truly born again, those that are not born again, they also have an intuitive ability, but that ability that they live by is either in the flesh or deep in the soul, but it is not from God. It is from the world. We do not have that spirit. We who are born again have an anointing. That anointing leads us to truth and keeps us abiding. We are abiding all the time. And what is sad is that most Christians don't really know how to walk in spirit. But firstly, the Christian people must be righteous. They have to be righteous on the physical plane, righteous with people around you that you conduct business with. You have to be righteous with them, upright. And then God is our righteousness. Our righteousness is from Christ. So don't say that you can't be righteous. That is a lie from the devil. Yeah, every day we need the blood of Christ to wash our thoughts and what is negative. But still, once we have bathed in the blood of Jesus Christ, washed, and basically repented for whatever, we go on. Secondly, prophets are holy. Every single Christian has the Holy Spirit within them. Because of that, there is the Holy One within, and we can be holy. We can be holy. We can be pure in our, in a society presently. The culture is a culture of the flesh. The young girls, they are all being schooled in idol worship. Idol worship being their bodies, and the young men the same. And wherever you go, you see the flesh, but you can be holy. You just avoid it when possible. And at the end of the day, the blood of Jesus Christ covers everything that you see, everything that you think, maybe in the middle of the day, whenever you think of it. The prophets are holy. The prophets, there are many pastors that are in the Pentecostal / charismatic that are, they know the word, they're on the pulpit, they have ministries. But the problem is, many of these individuals have not been ordained by God to be in these positions. God did not call them to be in the spotlight, on the stage, with followers. These are the apostate Christians. They're there by the will of man, by the will of the flesh, by the will of blood, but not by the will of God. I use those verses out of John chapter 1. We're born again, not by the will of the flesh, not by the will of blood, not by the will of man. We are born again by the will of God, but the principle can apply to these individuals who are taken and have taken and usurped positions of power in the body of Christ, and the individuals that are in their congregations, many of these individuals do not have the Holy Spirit. Many of them are not even born again. It is a social Everybody has innately, we have a desire to be connected socially. Little children from the time they're in kindergarten, they want to be connected with the greatest, the coolest in the group. That's not necessarily the safest. The coolest isn't the safest. But what I'm saying is, there are many in these assemblies that do not have the Holy Spirit, and they're there for other reasons other than God. And the men in the pulpits, even the great pastors, excuse me, would agree that if they're truly called by God, they have, through their whole ministry, through the time in their ministries, they have bumped elbows with those who are not called by God, that are not ordained by God. They've never been asked to sit in responsible positions. So they take the chief seats up at the head, looking to take over or hoping to be on stage. These are the ones that eventually get put in the back. These are the individuals where the Lord says, I never knew you. I never had an intimate relationship with you in your prayer. They may be born again. I've never been able to counsel you. I've never been able to direct you. I've told you many times, halt, stop, slow down, cease your activity. But no, you're driven because you are bright. You are motivated. You are handsome, attractive, charismatic. But God says to them, Christ says to them, but you would never halt when I would tell you to halt. I couldn't restrain you. You were like a wild horse, and you would pull the reins right out of my hands, and you want to run free. These are the ones that many pastors would agree with me should not be in that position. Now, my website is thispresenttruth.com, and okay, what else? And my contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Rick Rodriguez, if you want to support me, I would encourage you to support me. I can't promise you, I'll give you that P.O. box in a second, I won't promise you that if you assist me, that God is going to do anything like return double or triple or 10 times what you support me with. I won't promise you that. But I will promise you this, that God will help you with whatever He feels is the best. You may need help because of sickness. You may need help because someone in your family dies. You need help for other reasons that you're not aware of. And you'll have to support, just give as the Lord would direct you. That, again, that's got to be through the Holy Spirit too. If He tells you don't support me, don't. It's all right. You follow the Holy Spirit. Maybe at this present time, He wants you to support someone else. You let the Holy Spirit direct you. But at some point, if He asks you to support me, then just be obedient. I will promise you that God will bring help to you in the form of blessing or whatever you feel, you know, whatever He decides. And it will be help from Him. We all need help. Now, once the website is complete, it is active. It is not complete, thispresenttruth.com. Once it's complete, it will be appealing. Right now, it's just It's like a tree sitting out in the desert. And there's nothing, you know, it's there. You can see it. But it does still serve a purpose. It does give you a way to listen to programs. When it's complete, you will be, I know things are developing presently through a friend, and what's happening is unbelievable. But still, on that website, I will have two functions to support me, a Stripe function and a donate function, but they're not active yet. I have been working on these, and don't think that Satan doesn't hinder. We're at war. You're at war. The forces of darkness are at war with you and your family. This is why we, again, going back to the second point, God's people are to be righteous. God's people are to be holy. We're to be holy. And then thirdly, with God's prophets, we are to be, there's to be no guile. We can't have a hidden motive. My motive cannot, for my, like this morning, this is the first Olive Tree program in 3.5 months. I left radio with the Olive Tree and Lampstand radio program. And this is the first Olive Tree program since about March 16th. No guile. And what I mean by that is this. My motive for this program, for this, what I do, is to assist God's children to grow, to mature. You're going to stand before Christ. You don't want to be naked when you stand before Him. You don't want to stand before Him and all that you have done in your life has been wood, hay, and stubble. And you've been building with wood, hay, and stubble. And you'll have nothing. You'll have no reward in His kingdom. There are those that are building with the Holy Spirit, with the divine life, doing things in the Spirit with silver, redemptive life, redemption, and then with the precious stones, you're building with transformation. You've been transformed. You're not building naturally. It's not that, you know, we're talented, we're gifted, we can do things. But the thing is, with transformation, there is the God Himself is the Holy Spirit working Himself into you and teaching you and directing you. And you're being transformed. You're not doing things naturally in the flesh or the soul, but you're being transformed. And God is like wind blowing on cliffs in the desert. Little by little, little by little, He's shaping you to be what He ordained you to be. And Satan, with all of the forces of darkness and the children of the devil and even the religious people in the body of Christ, are trying to shape you to be anything but what God has intended that you be. We are the temple. We are God's temple. It's like I was reading an article, and Da Vinci, he drew this Vitruvian man 500 years ago. Many of you don't know what that is. I really haven't studied it. I've seen it many times. It's a man standing with his feet, legs beneath him, and his arms stretched out at a 45-degree angle from his body straight out to the side. Then the other drawing is the man standing with his legs spread apart and his arms lifted up to about the height, lifted up to the hand is about the height of the top of the head. This is called Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. Well, one thing in this drawing is that I'm looking for this one. Among other things, it says that the architect, an ancient Roman architect, stated that the human body possesses harmonious proportions akin to those of a well-designed temple. Akin to a well-designed temple. Well, what does Christ say? We are His temple. We are the temple of God. Yes, I know many Christians and Messianic people and people in Israel and people worldwide are very excited about the brown heifer and the temple being rebuilt, which it will be, and they're excited and they're ecstatic. That is great. That is, I agree. It has to be built. But the Lord Jesus Christ said that we believers, we who are His children, we are the individuals, we are the temple that houses the Shekinah glory in our body. The Shekinah glory within. We individuals, we human beings in our spirit, we contain the Shekinah glory of God Almighty, of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And this is why there is such an attack coming on Christianity, on all seven churches. Satan's objective is to destroy the living temple of God on the earth, especially in the United States of America, especially in this land of the plumed serpent, the United States of America. The glory of God residing in the believers, this is what the children of the devil in this country cannot allow. This is their land. I know that many have never heard that at the beginning of this century, the satanic community, they came out boldly stating that the coming century, which we are presently in, would be a satanic century. This century was, in their own words, ordained to be a satanic century. And this is why, with the one world global order, people think, well, it's just a movement. It's just countries and powerful people trying to bring about a certain plan, trying to, you know, rule and control. That is satanic. And people don't realize that all of these secret societies are working in harmony to bring about a satanic world ruled by Satan via transhumanism, through occult powers, and they know the Christian people, and evangelical Christians especially, who should understand that what we're witnessing in this nation, in the world, everything that the children of the devil, and that's what the Bible calls them, the children, the employees of the devil, what they're doing is bringing in a satanic global system. You will not dismiss that. You can't dismiss it. Oh, that'll never happen. The Christians, the Bible says, the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. Wiser than the Christian people. We who have the Holy Spirit have no wisdom. The children of the devil, the children of the world, are wiser than the children of light. This is why James, in the book of James, James says, do you lack wisdom? He's basically saying, you do lack wisdom, but do you lack wisdom? Pray, and the Lord will give you wisdom unsparingly. It's like taking a slice of bread, and you have a cube of soft butter. He will take not just a pat, but you can just start, you can put that whole cube of butter on that slice of bread. He will give you wisdom unsparingly. But when you pray, you have to believe that God will give you that wisdom. Like I say, it's been about 4 months since I've done an Olive Tree program. And I'm excited. I enjoy God's children. I want the best for God's children. I want them to grow. I want them to mature. I don't necessarily care you have all the best things of the world. For the Christian people, the young Christian girls that dress like the children of the world, you better be wise. You better be modest. You better be careful. It is a curse. The Bible says it is a curse. Beauty is a curse. Beauty is not a blessing, it's a curse. Beauty is a blessing in a nation that is moral. Beauty is a wonderful thing. But beauty in a nation like Colorado, or like a state like Colorado, or a nation like the land of the plumed serpent, it is a curse. It is a big curse. Wealth is a big curse. Because wealth is sticky. It's like, you know, I tell my wife, we're having breakfast, pancakes. I just look at that honey jar. I don't know how this happens. If I just look at it, I don't know how I get honey on my fork and my knife. It's impossible, but it happens. I don't know how it happens. I say, honey, and I look at after we eat, I'll go to the sink, warm hot water. I'll wash that little plastic squeeze bottle. And the next time we have pancakes, I don't know how it happens. That is the world. That is what money will do to you. It will catch you. We are in the last roughly 8 years before Christ returns. This is my view. This is my conviction. You will have to investigate God's scriptures concerning prophecies of the end of the age. Here we have a nation in this world that is so powerful. Donald Trump, 3 months ago, said that he is now going to begin the tariff wars on the nations. And look what is happening to the nations. The children that have ruled this nation unrighteously, not only are they touching the economic systems in the other nations, it is affecting them too. These politicians in this country, they have investments in all these other nations, and they work with these other nations to pad their offshore accounts and onshore accounts in Wyoming and Jackson Hole, onshore accounts, or in South Dakota. Regardless, they are mad. They do not want their system. This is the system that the devil took Christ 2,000 years into the future. 2,000 years ago, the devil brought Christ to our present time. He showed him the kingdoms. Of all the kingdoms, he showed him the prize kingdom. Amaruca, America, the land of the plumed serpent. Why? Because this is his prize nation of all the nations. It is through this nation and the power of this nation, through the NGOs, through corporations, through the politicians, that he can spread his black wings over the whole world and control the world through America. And it's evident. Trump makes a decision to touch the tariffs of the to touch tariff, increase tariff, and the whole world goes mad. He decides to stop funding Ukraine. All of Europe goes ballistic. They go insane. He decides to fund Israel, which he has to do for the Christian people and for the anti-Semitic Christian people who are totally on board with the Gaza, the lie that it is a Holocaust, a genocide. No, it's not. This is not a genocide. It's in the Bible. I won't do the program today. I've done many programs before on thispresenttruth.com. The Gaza War is in the Bible. It's not the Gaza War. It's the Psalm 83 war. Psalm 83. It is a regional war, and only half the region has gone to war. The other half is coming very shortly. Now that Iran has sent the missiles over into Israel, and Israel has sent missiles back, and Trump bombed the nuclear sites. That had to stop because Iran has to rebuild and partner up with Russia next year or in this next year. And Iran also has to work with Turkey. These three comrades have to work together. Now, I'm really going off base. I better back up to where I was. It's evident that the United States of America is in the Bible, but the Christians have a blindness on their minds. It is called a blindness brought on by, I think it's Isaiah 26, if I remember. There would be a mesmerizing spell over the nations. There would be a mist, a fog, like being in a cloud over the nation, so that people would not be able to see the truth and discern what is right before them. You can be in the forest and you can hear in the fog, and you can hear a bear snapping the limbs as it walks around you, and you can hear it huffing. You can hear it breathing, but you can't see it. This is exactly what Christ Isaiah said would happen. That people, especially the Christian people, of all people, Satan's direct attack is on the minds of the Christian people, especially evangelicals, especially charismatic Pentecostals and Bible teachers that study the prophetic word. They can't put things together because they can't see the bear. The bear that is just right there, and they have to stand still, because if they move in any direction, they will alert that bear to their presence. And guess what's coming? Disaster. Well, it's too late. The American Christians, the evangelicals, all the Christian churches in America are going to be caught. They're going to be caught by the first day of the tribulation. And they're not going to understand the individual and the individuals that are signing the agreement with Israel and this end-time nation of Babylon the Great and its king or its president. They're not going to be aware of it until the day that it is signed. The bear will catch them on that day. And many will, it's too late. They're not going to be ready to function the way that God has intended that they function in a powerful, powerful, mighty way. And where? In the United States of America. This is where the center of the forces of darkness are going to operate from this nation. And woe to the world on that day. Woe to the world. Because on that day, this military that Donald Trump is setting up and this system that he's setting up with all this technology to satellites and all of it, it is going to be used on the nations. It will be used on this country too also for a great part, for the most part. But Isaiah stated that this would happen, and it has happened. And the Christians, many ministries will say, we will not be touched by the coming problems of the world. We won't be touched by the negative disasters. No. And we won't, God would never allow his children to suffer persecution. No. Lord said, if you follow me, we're not greater than our master. They persecute him, they'll persecute us. They speak ill of him, they'll speak ill of us. They put him to death, they'll put us to death. Christians are saying there will be no hardship for us. No, we have to prepare spiritually that our mind and our emotion and our will be stable, set, unwavering, full of faith. This is what God's children, this is the direction God's children must go. Do your duties through the day. We are here to occupy till Christ returns. But that's it. Occupy. Are we to every day go out and merchandise? If you have the money, buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that, and then eventually have to build a barn so we can put everything in it. On that day, it might be disastrous. Well, I'm going to wrap up this program. This is the 6th of July, 2025. I'm going to have to wrap it up. And again, my contact information is Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. I'm sorry, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Also, my website, thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. And the website is still in construction. Things are moving quickly, and it's going to be functioning perfectly. It will be extremely easy to get around in, and it's going to be great. I'm excited already. I've got great news this morning from a good friend in Arkansas, and things are moving right along. Well, I have to end the program. God bless you. God Jesus bless you and your family this week. Bye.